NorthernMichiganRV.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, the last half hour of hour number three. I apologize, I was on the phone. I have a new advertiser coming on. He wants to meet with me later today. We're going to have a meeting. I told him, I said, I got to get back. This is the last half hour of Monday, August 19th. I got to get back. He's like, okay, we'll see you this afternoon. So we will be talking with a new sponsor. If you know of anybody that has a small business that you feel would be a good sponsor, part of our radio family, give them my phone number, 231-360-5140. Ask them to give me a call after 12 noon. Don't call me during the bottom of the hour news break. But I didn't recognize the number. It looked like it was coming from the Petoskey area, Harbor Springs. So I wanted to answer it, and I apologize for the dead air. One of the stories I've been following in Lansing is, you know, the budget. The budget. Well, they passed the budget. It was signed into law. They went on summer break. They're coming back to Lansing after Labor Day. They're still off enjoying their summer. And one of the things I think is pretty interesting is how they are looking at possibly amending the supplemental spending bills of this current budget that we're on right now. The current budget that we're operating on until September 30th. Well, September 30th, folks, ends this fiscal year 2024's budget. They then start the new budget on October 1st. One of the things that they're looking at is funding certain special pet projects. Money is being thrown at certain issues, certain bills that they, the Democrats, want to get done this year. Well, they'll find out when they get back after the summer break, after Labor Day, they'll find out exactly what their priority is, the legislative agenda is going to be. Now, you have to understand that this is basically 2 weeks from today is Labor Day. We're looking at a situation where these people are going, wait a minute. After Labor Day, we go back into session. If we get crazy with the budget, with the spending, the Republicans will use it against us. Bridge Walk is taking place on Labor Day this year, Monday, September 2nd. Tuesday the 3rd, they're back in Lansing. But basically, 2 months and 2 days later, September to October, October to November 5th, is the election. So how radically are they going to be in their spending? How much money are we talking about? What is it exactly they think they can accomplish without ticking off voters? Because the Republicans are going to be using it against them on the campaign trail when they're out there knocking on doors, talking to people, when they're holding events. When they're going to events, meet and greets, and things like that, they will be reporting exactly what the Democrats are doing in Lansing. I'll be doing it on this show every single day, starting after Labor Day. So one thing you have to understand This process is politically motivated. They have a bucket list of things they want to accomplish. But at the same time, they have an election to be concerned with. The threat of losing the majority in the House, a real possibility. Well, it may rein in the spending. Possibly. And the other aspect of this you have to understand is at the same time this is happening at the state level, it could affect down ballot candidates, county commissioners, county clerks, school boards, township supervisor races, things like that. Now, one of the other possibilities that I think they will probably employ is the lame duck session. I think, personally, the writing's on the wall. Yesterday, Vicki and I were in Traverse City. We were in a couple of different stores. We had to get some things after church service. We went to Traverse City, went into various stores. I was wearing my Trump Keep America Great. Keep America Great. It's not a campaign slogan that President Trump's ever used, but it was a hat I saw somewhere and I bought it. Do you know how many people whispered to me yesterday, "I like your hat"? My first response, "Thank you. But why are you whispering?" And then we laughed. Everybody. We were in Lowe's, we were in Home Depot, we were in Culver's, we were in Costco, we were in Walmart. We had a complete list that we were out there getting. Every single store, restaurant, "I like your hat." You see, that's called being the silent majority. And it's what we have to prevent from happening. We can't be silent the next 2 months. After Labor Day, when it's game on, you can't be silent anymore, folks. You got to put the stickers on the cars. You have to talk to people. You have to get the information out. Now, again, one of the ways we're doing this is the Antrim County Conservative Union has printed up these cards talking about voting intellectually, not emotionally, on November 5th. Because this is what's going to happen. If we get these cards out, basically for a $25 investment, you're affecting 1,100 voters potentially and how they're thinking about voting on November 5th by asking them 11 questions. And then asking them to share these 11 questions with 11 other people. You get 100 of these cards, you just simply pass them out. I don't think the Democrats are going to go crazy in their supplemental spending for this fiscal year 2024 budget. I think what they're going to do is wait until the new budget goes into effect on October 1st. Then, after they lose control of the House because of Donald Trump's victory in Michigan, they then will go crazy in the lame duck session. That's where the funding of these bills are going to be. This is exactly the absolute marathon of bills that are going to get passed in the lame duck to absolutely accomplish every single one of their bucket list items. We talked about them before. Getting rid of parental consent in the state of Michigan. Parents, you have no right to tell your minor child how to do anything, especially when it comes to their sexual orientation, their sexual identity, and having an abortion. Parents do not need to know what the minor child is doing, especially when they're at a public school. You don't get to know what they're being taught. You don't see the curriculum. You don't see the books. You don't get to ask any questions. When you drop your kids off at school, we own them. That's basically what their agenda is going to be. So, we have to get this information out. Text me cards. I'll send you the link to the website, acconservatives.org. We will send you out 100 of these cards. Just simply pass them out to 100 people. Ask them to think about the 11 questions, and then share the 11 questions with 11 other people. We started this February. By the time the election comes, 9 months, we've been circulating these cards from February to November. You get this information out, they start thinking about it, they start voting the right way. The Democrats basically are out of power in Lansing. By taking back the House where appropriation bills start, all this crazy spending, the funding for these special bills that they're going to ram through, well, guess what? The spending stops when the Republicans take back the majority and get sworn in January of 2025. And they are definitely afraid of that happening. That's why you're seeing all these false polls right now showing this absolutely groundswell of polling showing Kamala Harris beating Donald Trump in Michigan. I don't think so. Donald Trump's coming to Michigan again for the sixth time since he became the candidate, the nominee. Michigan is critical, and Trump's team knows it. The game is in, this state is in play. The game is on. And as a result, these large rallies that he's going to be hosting, people attending, momentum, Trump signs starting to pop up everywhere. Of course, you have to buy them, but people are doing it. And just like my hat, I like your hat. Well, there's going to be a lot more of them coming, folks. And this is going to be, I think, a tidal wave election. Too big to rig. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Smith & Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith & Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith & Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Text line 231-360-5140. Got a lot of things available for you today. Again, if you would like the Black Pepper Slate Card for Onaway Public School District, we need everybody in Onaway to get this information. Text me Onaway. And I'll send it to you. Miss P. and Petoskey must know some folks over there in Onaway. Sue, she just texted me for the cards and Onaway. So I sent her the cards information. Now I'm going to send her the Onaway information. You have to understand, this is a process, folks. Text message campaigns from friends work. You have to get this information out. People need to be made aware of it. You need to send it to them. Share it. Once I send you something on your phone as a text message, you need to share it with 10 people. It's that simple. We're in this absolutely all day long to sharing information. You get this information out to the people you know in Onaway, well, guess what? It works. And this slate of candidates, folks, are needed, all of them, to be elected in this election. This will replace all of the opposition current occupants sitting on that board once and for all, and the cheap seats, the disruptors that come and yell and scream and cuss and threaten lawsuits and all this, will shut them up once and for all. This needs to be a statement election for this Onaway School Board. We need to make a statement like the commissioners are doing in Presque County. If you want that flyer for the meet and greet on Thursday, text me PI. Presque Isle, meet and greet Republicans, 5 p.m. on Thursday. Text me PI and I'll send you the flyer. We've got cards that we can ship out to you for $25 that you can help get 1,100 people to think intellectually before they vote on November 5th. It's critical to get this information out. And when you do the donation, you'll get a couple of rear window stickers for your vehicles and some business cards for the radio station and my show. You can share those with people you come in contact with. Tell them to check out the radio station. Check out the show 9 to noon. It repeats the next day from 6 to 9. This information needs to get out there to everybody. I want to thank the people over in Bel Air. Saturday was the Rubber Ducky Parade. We were able to get into the parade with Vicky's trailer. Somebody already sent me a picture that on Facebook there was a post of Vicky's sign on the trailer for county clerk. It was on the Bel Air Facebook page. So it's going viral, the activity. We had a great time. We threw out three bags of candy, these big six-pounders that we bought. We passed them out to the kids. They loved it. The rain held off, thank God. Started to rain on us at the beginning, but it dried up. Great little parade there in downtown Bel Air. 3 to 4 o'clock. This was fantastic for the people of Bel Air. The kids loved it. The loader came at the very end. They have a little ramp over the bridge there at Bridge Street. He dumped in the ducks, and they raced to the finish line. After the dump was made, the kids, you could see them all running to the finish line down the river. It was excellent. Great event. Appreciated them having us, and the turnout was great. A lot of people lining the streets of Bel Air. Now, one of the things that you have to understand, folks, we are going to get the information out. We are going to educate voters. We are going to get them to understand the importance of thinking about this election before they vote, not on emotion, but intellectually, with facts, information, questions for them to ask themselves. I know how you're kind of leaning to vote a certain way, but do you really, really want to vote that way? Here's some things to consider. More people listen to the station, more people listen to the show, we get more sponsors. This is what we are on a mission to do heading into November 5th. We need you to be a part of it. We need your friends, your family, your coworkers, people you go to church with. Do you listen to 97.7? Do you listen to Trucker Randy's show? Here's a card. We got it from his radio show. You need to ask 11 people these 11 questions. If we do this, folks, at least up here in our listening area, we can have a major impact on turnout. We have a major impact on straight Republican vote. No write-ins, no games. We're going to vote the right way. Cards, PI for the event, or on a way for the